Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cobb is chasing the ball. Speaker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Pillette covering. Safe. Wamsgans moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Sewell, and towards Wamsgans, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Basler moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Basler scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Stevenson steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Stevenson scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0 for 1 in the game. Pillette strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veach throws the ball into Blue, who tags Jameson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to second. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-2 in the game. Pillette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood is hit by the pitch. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Basler and he is out, Jones applying the tag. Wood moves to second. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Jones bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Veach reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Rigney is safe. Rigney moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Herman Pellett. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wamsgans fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Howard Emp now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Wood chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. McInnes fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McInnes. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevenson. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Emke goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.